Take your Bible tonight and turn to Psalms chapter 150. After I got the phone call today, I thought, well, Lord, I think this would just be fitting. I don't think we could ever go wrong praising Him and just bragging on Him a little bit. Sometimes we come into service like last Wednesday night and the preaching had to be a little bit hard. We needed that. But after the good things we've seen God do tonight, I think it'd be all right if we just praised Him for a little while. I was thinking while they were singing, you know, if God never done anything else for me in my life, He's done enough already that I should praise Him until I die. Amen. Can I get a witness right there? He's already done enough. He's already been good enough. Oh yeah, we got something to praise Him for. I'm talking about Sister Ashley sitting out here tonight, cancer free. I'm talking about we have witnessed real miracles this year. Then the news with Sister Laurie today, cancer free. My son is out there preaching tonight in the teen church. We could have just as easily have buried him when he laid in the coma. I'm telling you, church, we've got something to praise God for. Amen. You say, well, I hadn't done any miracles in my life. Well, let me ask you this. Are you going to heaven when you die?
Yes.
Are you saved by grace? That's the greatest miracle there is. Amen. We ought to just bless His holy name. Amen. Somebody stole my glasses. We'll have to do this one from memory. Psalms 150 and verse number 1, the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. You know what that does? That makes that thing very personal. Cool. Now it looks like a family Bible. He said, praise ye the Lord. That's personal. He didn't just say, praise y'all the Lord. He said, praise ye the Lord. In other words, I personally have an obligation to give praise to my God. You know what praise is? Praise is adoration. Praise is uplifting. Praise is bragging on one. I'm telling you, I have a personal responsibility to praise God. How dare us sometimes, as good as God has been, for us to sit there tight-lipped and never say a word. We brag more about our children knocking a ball off a stick and running in the wrong direction to third base. We brag on more of our accomplishments that we do, things that we have attained or heights that we have risen to, but yet we sit tight-mouthed when it comes to the goodness of God in our life. You say, well, everybody don't praise God the same. I'm well aware of that. But everybody that knows His grace and His mercy ought to praise Him. You say, well, I don't know Sister Laurie. So? Don't make no difference. God did it. Amen. Don't make no difference. God still did it. And according to Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 11, it's still in the book. He's worthy to be praised. Would you agree? He said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. I wished I had some. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Three things I bring to your attention tonight. And if you can't find cause to give God some glory before you leave this place tonight, something's bad wrong in your life. Several things He teaches us about praising God. Now, I said everybody don't praise God the same. But in this chapter, He tells you what He expects. Does He not? He tells us, first of all, where to praise Him. He starts off with where to pray. There's not a bad place to praise Him, I don't think. I mean, I just don't think driving down the road by yourself and listening to a good CD and getting a blessing, you just begin to praise God. I don't think you'd say, no, this is not appropriate time. But He said to praise Him in His sanctuary. That's the gathering of His people. We ought to come together with the thought in mind, I'm going to church to worship. I'm going to church to praise and adore and uplift the name of my God. I'm going to praise Him. Come on, can I get a witness? I'm going to praise. You know what that, involves? That involves a definite decision on your part. Amen. You ever come in on Wednesday night? Didn't really feel like coming to start with? We ought to make up our mind. Grandma used to say, we'll just praise God anyhow. In other words, whether things were going great or whether things were going not so great, just praise the Lord anyway. Why? Because even on our worst day, He's worthy of our praise. And when we come into this place, it needs to be a definite decision on our part that we will praise the Lord. You say, I'm afraid people will think I'm crazy. Don't nobody think they're crazy down at Turner Field. Amen. I go in that place, I get me one of them styrofoam tomahawks. Oh, yeah. And when Jipper Jones hits one, I'm talking about, oh, I'm right among the rest of them thousands of lunatics. Amen? Huh? If it's not bad to praise the things that are going on in this world, surely it's not bad to praise our God for what He's done. He tells us where we ought to do it. When we come to church, there's a way you ought to behave yourself in church. And it's not doing your best imitation of a stone statue. Yeah. Amen. I preach in churches all across the country, and you would believe it or not, there's some places I go, nobody ever smiles. They look like cigar store Indians, man. Especially some of them Yankees, they uptight. It's okay to smile every now and then. It's okay to be happy. You know what the Bible said? Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. We need to make a definite decision when we walk in this place. Hey, Cody Powell, let me tell you something, boy. You get to live with your mama a little while longer because God's been good to you. I mean, I'm telling you, you ought to get a groan out of you, something, amen. He's been good. We ought to make up our mind we're going to brag on Him. Ashley, you get to raise that baby. I mean, the doctors told you to make videos so he'd have something to remember you by. Now I'm glad he's got to put up with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, look at him. Amen. Out of the mouth of babes, old Harley started clapping right there. Hallelujah, brother. The only way we're going to praise God, and it does please Him. The Bible said He inhabits our praise. Amen. It does please Him. The only way we're going to do that is we're going to have to make a definite decision when we get to this place where He told us to praise Him. Amen. Amen. He said to praise Him. Everyone on my picture. They said to praise Him in His sanctuary. Well, bless God, last time I checked, this is His. Amen. This ain't my church. This ain't your church. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said to praise Him in it. So,
yes, sir.
Let's make up our mind. We're going to praise Him in it. I can just go all around this room. I ought to just point you out and say, won't you just shout right there a minute?
Yeah.
Amen. My little brother's sitting right there tonight, got his whole family, got one baby under his arm, one piled up in mama's lap. I mean, boy, almost to lose their children, lose their home, lose everything they ever had. And I'm telling you, God has moved in greater ways. Somebody ought to praise Him tonight. I'm telling you, man. I know we've struggled with your daddy dying. Man, I every time I turn around, I'm thinking about, oh, I just asked Jay. Yeah. But you got any idea what he was doing Sunday morning? Yeah. You got any idea? I wonder if God in heaven didn't say, come here, Doc, let me show you something. Don't you look right down there at Happy Valley. There sits your wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There sits both your daughters and your son. There sits your brother-in-law who ain't been in church in years and years and years. And there sits your sister and there sits your nephew. The whole family's piled up down there at the house of God. Hey, I guarantee you Brother Jay was worshiping, son. Amen. He told us where to do it. In the sanctuary. In the sanctuary. I'm preaching to folks that ought to be in jail tonight. I'm preaching to folks who ought to be doing some time. But God ain't done nothing but be good to you. And what we need to do is make up our mind. Bless God, when I leave that place Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, them people in there are going to know God's been good to me. He told us where to praise Him. He did. Right here in His sanctuary. Hey, I hope y'all have a blast in here Sunday. I ain't going to be in here. I done made up my mind I'm going to have a blast. I'm preaching in real tree camouflage from head to toe. Preaching to the bus kids Sunday morning. I can't wait. I'm going to shoot my bow in the gym. Make sure we ain't got no animal rights people here. By the way, I need one of them deer targets. Anybody got one? I got one, but the squirrels ate his ears off. He looks kind of rough. I need something to shoot at. But I'm going to have a good time out there with them kids. You know why? Because God's been good to me. God's been good to me. I got up here preaching Sunday night. My little grandson sitting out there shining a flashlight on me while I was preaching. I mean, that's a blessing, man. Just get to think about all the little things in this life God's done for you. And then make up your mind, when I get there, that's where He told me to do it, I'm going to do it. I remember the first time I said anything vocally out in church, right after I got saved. Wasn't long. Somebody got to preaching. I said, "Amen." I went, I thought, shoot, man, that felt pretty good. Say something else I like. I'll do it again. Amen. Been shouting ever since, man. Huh? He told us where to praise Him in His sanctuary. This ought to be a house of praise. This ought to be a house of praise. I'm glad we can walk in here week after week. We can put the job or the lack of a job. We can put that off our mind for a little while. The bad things that are going on in life, the junk we've seen in the news and just everything that's going on, we can put all that aside and come in here for just a little bit, focus on what God has done for us. Amen. Amen. He told us where to praise Him, but then He told us what to praise Him for. He said to praise Him in His sanctuary. And in verse number 2, He said, in verse number 1, He said, praise Him in the firmament of His power. We're serving a mighty powerful God. Yes. Would you agree with that? That's something to praise Him for, don't you think? Hey, our God is able. Them little kids up here and sang a while ago. He's still able. He's still, and not only is He able, He's still doing. Yes. I'm glad we're serving a God that when the doctors say, we've done all we know to do, God can say, boop. Somebody said, you a faith healer? No, but I got faith in the healer. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. No, I'm not a faith healer, but I got faith in one who can heal. I done seen Him do it, man. You know what? Our faith ought to be increased big time tonight. After coming in twice this year, we've got to hear that kind of statement. Cancer completely gone. I'm telling you, we serve a mighty powerful God. Oh, yeah. I get to watching that stuff on television, and I'm as worried about our government as anybody is. But you know what I thought? God ain't in the least bit worried. He's not even finding discomfort. Everything's going right along schedule. He ain't worried about global warming. He ain't. Why? Because we serve a God who is a powerful God. And we ought to praise Him for His power. Maybe I'm a little bit old-fashioned, but I still like to look up at the night sky and say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are, and all that good stuff. But I love to look up at what all God's done and go, wow. Wow, man, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, I'm not a nature worshiper, but I'm worshiping the one who created it. Amen. You ever stood back and looked at something you've done and went, wow, I can't believe I actually did that. I built my wife a table, and I'm not a carpenter, don't you say a word. But I built my, we got a new living room suit, and she wanted one of them, what do you call them? Sofa table. Goes behind table, goes behind the couch. That's what it is. And we couldn't find one she liked, so I went to Home Depot, bought some wood. And I built one. I stood back and looked at it. I mean, it even looks like a table. It really does. And I thought, wow, I can't believe I've done that. But then I look at the things God's done. I look at the stuff God's done and I think, my goodness. My goodness. We serve a powerful God.
And here's the thing. I might find a little appreciation in something you or I can create with our hand, but God did it with His Word. He just said, let there be. And His very thoughts became reality. You said, you can't really believe that. How could you really believe anything else? How could you really believe anything else? A meteor was floating through space and a piece broke off and come on. And a monkey was hanging up in a tree one day and lightning struck him and burned all the hair off his tail. And he stood upright and walked like a... Come on, no, we don't believe that. We're just talking about a powerful God who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hey, and He's still just as powerful tonight as He was when He said, let there be light. He still possesses that same power. Amen. Amen. So you can just praise Him tonight because we serve a powerful God. He told you where to do it. He told you why to do it. Why? Because He's powerful. He's powerful. There's just something about something that carries a certain amount of power that just makes you stand in awe. Just makes you stand in awe. Me and Katie had to go, her truck tore up, had to go fix it. And we passed a car lot, had one of them brand new them Dodge Challengers with a big old Hemi in it. Bad to the bone. We drove by and I just went, oh. Why? Just in awe of its power. And that's what we ought to be. We ought to be in awe of God's power.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He said to praise Him for His power. Verse number 2. He said, praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Remember what I said a while ago? If He never does anything else, He's already done enough that we ought to still be shouting when He comes. Whether it's tomorrow or a million years from now. We need to praise God for the mighty things He has done. Amen. Cancer gone? Is that good enough? I mean, what do you need? What do you need? What more do you want God to do for Him to get your attention and make you understand that He's worthy of your praise? I mean, man, we ought to be tore up tonight saying, woo, I cannot believe. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We ought to be ecstatic about what we've witnessed.
Amen.
You said it's a miracle of modern medicine. No, it's a miracle of a great God. That's what it is. And we ought to praise Him for His power, but we ought to praise Him for His mighty acts. We've seen Him do it time and time and time and time again. My son's not in a coma tonight. Y'all remember that night? How many of you were there? We rushed to that hospital in Rome. About 150, 200 people laying all over that hospital praying. Remember that security guard come into the room where my son was and told me I had to go do something with all them people. I said, you do something with them. And he spread them out in waiting rooms all over that hospital and people begin to pray. As sure as I'm standing here, God raised my boy up off that bed. Just as sure as I'm living and breathing tonight, God did that. That's a mighty act. We got those little everyday blessings that He blesses us with along the way, just the air that we breathe and the health in our bodies or whatever. But every now and then He goes off and shows up and shows out and pulls out one of them mighty acts. Amen. I like Him mighty acts. I know we're struggling financially. I remember when it was worse. I remember when it was worse. When we first come here, we had a year to start paying on that second mortgage, $255,000 at 5.5% interest. No, 9% interest. It was way up there. And that First Baptist Church forgave that debt.
Yeah, bro.
We stood right here, still got the trash can in my office. I held that second mortgage up and lit fire to it.
Yeah, bro.
That was a mighty act. What are you saying? He done it before. I believe He can do it again. He healed cancer that time. I believe He can do it the second time. Hey, you know what that means? That means the next time it comes up, we're going to fast and pray again. Amen. Just ask God for another one of them mighty acts. God, do something big. You know what I like best about it when He does something big? Can't nobody else get credit. Can't nobody else lay claim on that? Them doctors looked at Ashley's reports and went, huh. That had to be God. That had to be God. Little Tanner Dunlop still running around like a little wild Indian. They found that big old tumor on the back of his neck. I'll never forget what that doctor said. He walked in that waiting room where we were. He said, only the hand of God can go in there. Which one of your boys is retarded? Both of them, I know, but stand up right there. Come on, just walk around with me. He's so normal, you'd never know he belonged to Randy Massey. I'm talking about stuff God's already done. Pretty normal looking kid, ain't he? Wouldn't you think? When she was, I don't remember how far along, not very. Her and Randy called me one night on the phone crying uncontrollably. Brother Eddie, we don't know what to do. I said, what's the matter? They said, the doctor wants us to abort our baby because he's going to be a waterhead or badly deformed. She said, we don't know what to do. I said, well, I can't in a clear conscience tell you to take that baby's life. Tell me. Don't stand there and tell me God ain't real. God hadn't heard our prayers and answered our prayers. Ain't you glad they didn't kill you? Me too, buddy. If they were to put that doctor on trial for murder, amen? You say you would think they were just mistaken? No, I think something was wrong with that baby. And God noticed and saw the faith of that little mom and dad who refused to do what the doctor said. And God said, we got to fix this. Hey, order us up a mighty act right here. Yes, sir. I got all night. Yeah. We can go on and on and on and on and on and on. How many of you got some mighty acts in your life? Yeah, come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's what you can praise Him for. Praise Him for those mighty acts. Praise Him for His power. My goodness, ain't He been good? He said, praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Man, how you like them adjectives, brother? Excellent greatness. It's not just His greatness, but even His greatness is excellent. I thought that's pretty cool, don't you? You know what? One of these days I'm going to spend forever and ever and ever and ever and ever with Him. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get to see Him. Why? Because of His excellent greatness. Because of His mighty acts. Let me tell you the mightiest act He ever did. The mightiest act He ever did was that first Easter morning. When He got up out of that grave, 40 days later ascended unto the Father. Why? To make the way for me and you, Bubba. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His excellent greatness. We looked at Psalms 48 the other night talking about the church. You know what it says? You know how it starts off? Great is the Lord. Now watch this. He didn't stop there. He said, and greatly to be praised. In other words, we need to get rid of this little Baptist head nod. We need to get to a place where we praise Him greatly. What if all the world knew about our God was what they seen out of me and you? I want them poor old sinners when they walk in here on Sunday morning go, wow. Yeah, yeah. These people must have a big God. Yeah, remember Oral Roberts said one time he saw Him. Y'all remember that? Yeah. Years ago said he saw Jesus, he was 90 foot tall. I thought, dude, there's your problem. You got a little bitty Jesus. Yeah. Amen. My Bible said the earth's His footstool. Yeah. I got a big God. Amen. Yeah. A big God. He tells us where to praise Him in His sanctuary. He tells us why to praise Him for His power, for His mighty acts, for His excellent greatness. But He don't stop there. Then He tells us how to do it. He tells us how to do it. He said to praise Him with the sound of a trumpet. Y'all have heard a quiet trumpet? Come on, talk to me. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being honest. Have you ever heard a quiet trumpet? He said to praise Him with a trumpet. If I had one, I'd toot it. Amen. He said to praise Him with all this silent worship stuff and reverence and all this. There is reverence. And when we praise the Lord in this place, we are praising Him in reverence. Reverencing Him as who He is and what He is. He said to praise Him with a trumpet. Man, can you imagine some of them visitors' face? Y'all stood up and started blowing horns on Sunday morning. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. He said, praise Him. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Wow. That kind of does away with a lot of what this crowd's teaching today about it's wrong to have a bass guitar in a church. Or I don't know if some of them idiots ain't just never noticed, but you pull a lid back on that piano, you know what it's full of? String. Ain't that a stringed instrument, Brother Todd? This is a stringed instrument. Amen. I like my little brother sitting up there playing that guitar. Amen. I like it when Casey's here playing that bass, and my little brother can play that guitar, and my boy can play that mandolin. I like that. One of these days, God's going to send us a banjo player, and you'll see how redneck we are. Amen. I wish we had one of them dobros, boy. Ooh, I like that too. Huh? He tells us how to. Now, I want you to notice something. Nothing about how He said to praise Him was quiet. Nothing about how He said to praise Him was quiet. Everything that He said to praise Him with makes a sound. Do you understand that? Everything. Somebody said, well, why do y'all clap your hands so much? We just making racket, man. Hey! Yes, I agree with that song. Yes, I agree with that preaching. Yes, I agree with that Bible. When you say God's good, yes, I agree with that. Amen. I ain't got no horn, but I got a pair of paws I can slap together. Why don't you do that? Just try it. He's worthy of that. He's worthy of that. Who y'all clapping for? Him? 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 It ought to be the noisiest place in this town. It ought to be. Y'all all right tonight? I didn't hurt you, did it? Huh? You say, you're just trying to work up emotions. Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing. That's what praise is. It's an emotion. I'm trying to get you out of those bad emotions. Amen. Your pooched out lip is just as much emotional as my shouting is. Amen. He told us where to praise Him in His sanctuary. He told us why to praise Him. For His mighty acts.
Yes, sir.
For His excellent greatness.
Yes, sir, bro.
Then He told us how to do it. You know what He said? Make some noise. Did you know up in heaven, He created creatures to fly around His throne night and day and holler? That's what they're made for. They don't do nothing else but fly around the head of God day and night and cry, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. That's all they do. Evidently, He wanted somebody to make some noise about how good He is. Amen. You know what He closed with? He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Look here. Get you one. You know what that was? That's a blessing. So why don't you thank Him for that one? Amen. Give Him some glory tonight. He's worthy of that. Once again, God has heard and answered our prayer. As unworthy as we are. You may think I'm crazy, and that's all right. But you know what I got in my hand, don't you? This is that list of people who signed up to fast and pray for Sister Laurie. I'd say it works, wouldn't you? I told Brother Thomas that we got the cancer gone, now we just need that big check. You know, I'm serious as a heart attack. There's somebody out there going to pay this building off. Amen. And I'm not going to shout when he does it. I'm going to shout till he does it. Amen. God's been exceptionally good to us today, Brother Michael. Exceptionally good. But you know what? Our basketball team used to have that little slogan or whatever it was you call it. They'd holler, God's good. I don't know where Ryan went. Yeah, then the rest of them would holler all the time. He was good to us today. But he was good to us yesterday too. And the day before that and the one before that. Let's stand to our feet tonight. You say, preacher, that wasn't much of a message. I know. But we still ought to praise him more than what we do. Amen. Yes, ma'am, Mom.
Prayer sheet. Pray till you're done praying. You're dismissed.